This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Fong, F-O-N-G, first name Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N. The date of birth, February 23rd, 1935. The date of evaluation, November 13, 2024. Referring physician is Dr. Shine, S-H-I-N-E, Nae, N-E-E, Tang, T-E-N-G. The reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation. The HBI. The patient is an 89-year-old female with history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, rheumatoid arthritis, osteoporosis, chronic severe compression fractures, diabetes type 2, who had been admitted to the Summit Medical Center in September and discharged September 22nd with a diagnosis of 1, atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, next number is central hypertension, next number left knee DJD, next number prediabetes, next number 4, next number generalized weakness, next number hyperlipidemia, next number osteoporosis, next number chest tightness, next number cough, period. She had been admitted for treatment of atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular response, period. She was initially placed on diltiazem drip and subsequently transition to diltiazem oral, period. She had previously taken metoprolol and this was discontinued, period. Patient further found evidence of severe low back pain with severe chronic compression fractures of L1, period. It was also noted to be severe T12 and mild L4 compression fractures, period, all sacral, old sacral fracture, and grade 1 L5-S1 anterolisthesis without spondylosis, period. She was also noted to have moderate L2-3 canal stenosis, period. Patient was felt not to be a candidate for kyphoplasty, period. With this background, then, she presents to the office for evaluation and possible treatment of her atrial fibrillation. The patient is seen with her son, who notes that in 2019, she had a workup which revealed APVs only. Her past medical history is as noted, period. Medications, diltiazem, ER, 180 milligrams PO daily, vitamin D2, 50,000 units every Monday, hydroxyzine, 10 milligram every 6 hours PRN, lactulose, 10 grams per 15 ml take, 15 ml BID, lidocaine 5% patch, apply 3 patches to clean dry area of skin every 24 hours, apply patches only for up to 12 hours, period. Loratadine, 10 milligrams, one daily, melatonin, 3 milligram, HS, nitroglycerin, 0.4, sublingual PRN, ofloxacin, 0.3% ophthalmic solution. Apply one drop to both eyes 4 times daily. Tramadol, 25 milligrams every 8 hours PRN. The past surgical history of note includes 1 left total knee replacement. She has a left hip rod, and she has had left ankle fracture, period. The allergies, she is allergic to penicillin. The family history, unremarkable social history, patient has no history of cigarette smoking, alcohol or drug use. She is widowed, period. Review of systems. Constitutional, she has had weight loss. Eyes, correction skin, she has itching. Eyes, she wears reading glasses. Ears, she has deafness. Cardiovascular, as for HBI. Gastrointestinal, she has constipation. Genitourinary, she has incontinence. Musculoskeletal, she has history of fall. She has had multiple fractures as previously noted. The physical examination, blood pressure 97/58, pulse 81, respiratory rate 16, height 59 inches, weight 116 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. History is obtained by way of her son, who is present and assists in the examination. Sinus, the cardiovascular regular rate and rhythm with normal S1 and S2, there is exhaust systolic murmur of the left paroxysmal border. The ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 85 beats per minute, period. There is a single PAC, period. Low limb lead voltage are noted to be present, period. The impression, this is an 89-year-old female with history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. She previously had atrial fibrillation and rapid ventricular response, period. She is further noted to have history of multiple falls, period. Currently, she appears hypotensive, period. ECG reveals sinus rhythm with atrial premature beats only. The plan discontinue losartan, period, continue diltiazem, period. While her CHADS VAS score would suggest that she should be anticoagulated, given her history of multiple falls, would not anticoagulate her, especially at her age, period. Aspirin is further contraindicated given her age, period. They'll therefore discontinue aspirin, period. Dr. Wallington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.